Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dan Pointer's here, too. Dan's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he's here to join us. Dan is one of the world's experts on self-publishing. He wrote the book on self-publishing called The Self-Publishing Manual, and he's here to talk to us about the future, actually the present and the future of publishing. Dan, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing great. It's good to have you back. And, of course, the news, Dan, is that Shuttle Discovery has landed safely, and we're so happy that those guys are back and on the ground and without any problems.
Are you sure they've landed?
Because yep, they're on the ground, and so anyway, we're glad that they that's happened. And I've been worried about them. Yesterday I woke up every hour during the night to see if automatically without any kind of an alarm, just to see if they were going to be okay. And so I'm glad they're on the ground. Dan,
I'm sitting here in California, and they tell me that they're going to land at 6:12.
Yeah,
and I'll hear the sonic boom because it'll go right over my house.
Well, let's talk about publishing, Dan.
Okay, you have a new book out.
Well, it's not out yet. It's coming out in a few months.
That's right. Okay,
yeah.
But your first book, the banana book, did very well. Sold more than 30,000 of them.
Small Business is Like a Bunch of Bananas. Yeah, that was pretty good. And
where did you sell those?
Well, we sold them in everywhere that anybody would buy them. One of my favorite jokes is when somebody walks up to me and says, "I bought your book." I say, "You're the one."
Uh-huh.
And so, but you know, a lot of different places, and the main thing is, Dan, that I want you to help us get across today is you know, the cliche over the years, Dan, has been that everybody's got a book in them, and the obstacle to getting the book out of them and getting it onto paper and where other people can use it has been the publishing industry, but today the publishing industry has changed so much. That if you have a book in you, there's a real good chance you can get it published, isn't there?
Well, people are just figuring that out. I think it was just a couple of years ago that we sort of reached that tipping point or critical mass or word of mouth where people said, well, you know, I've been writing for years, but I can publish. I don't have to rely on somebody else. You know, people realize that the large New York publishers are only publishing celebrities today. They're rolling the big dice. They're publishing people who can bring an audience with them. I like to say that's why they're publishing great literature, like the children's book by Madonna and that book that was written by Paris Hilton's dog. You know, great contributions to literature.
But, all those great ones, yeah. Those Pulitzer Prize winners, huh?
They bring an audience with them. They're branded, and you know they're going to sell a certain number of books. And for the ordinary person today, it's really hard to get the attention of a publisher. But it doesn't matter because you don't need them.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you say, and this is pretty much sticking your finger in the eye of the book industry, is you've said for years that the worst place in the world to sell a book is in a bookstore.
Well, that's absolutely right.
Tell us what you mean by defend yourself, Dan.
Well, I started off with a book on parachutes that I sold to the parachute industry. I sold to parachute stores, parachute clubs, parachute catalogs, parachute association, and. Then I came out with a book on hang gliding. Well, I knew how to do that. I sold that to the hang gliding stores and the hang gliding clubs
right.
and the hang gliding association. And it was years before I even realized I was a publisher. And
right.
I figured I was selling a lot more books than they were. And to me, it was so obvious. Go where the customer is. I mean, walk into a bookstore and look around. How many skydivers do you think you're going to find in a bookstore?
Right.
But you go into a parachute store, and how many are interested in skydiving?
Well, that's how we sold our Small Businesses Like a Bunch of Bananas book. We went where small businesses were, and that's where we sold them.
Well, yes. I mean, that's where the mine is richer. That's where those particular buyers have voluntarily come together because they have a like interest. It makes a lot more sense to go there. I mean, putting your book in a bookstore is like walking down the street and pitching each person, would you like to buy a skydiving book?
but before you can talk to those people about your book, Dan, you have to have a book. And the technology is what is one of the big things that's changed, that's allowed more and more people to get published, isn't it?
That's right. It's so much easier. so much faster and so much cheaper today. Everything has sort of come together, from using computers to write the books, to digital printing, to turn out the books, to the internet to promote your books.
Well, and you know, a lot of times the term that's been used over the years, the early term for self-publishing was called vanity press. You've all heard that. There actually, I guess, was a company named Vanity Press, but this is where there was a notion that if a big company, if a big publishing company didn't think your book was good enough, then that they were basically the binders and the loosers of book publishing, and your book wasn't good enough. And so if you went ahead and published it anyway, then you were doing it because of your vanity.
Well, and it used to be that it was a lot more expensive to get in, and the few presses that set themselves up as being vanity publishers did a terrible job, and they developed their own reputation, which was a very poor one.
Right.
But today, you simply go to a printer, usually a digital printer. You can print just 500 copies to start, and you can go out there and test the market. So it's very inexpensive, very quick, and very easy to get into today.
Well, and not only the printing part, but the layout of the book, the ability to lay the book out. For $500, you can buy one of the desktop publishing software programs and lay out a book the same way the big publishing houses lay out a book.
That's right. Of course, everybody has a computer. Everybody needs a computer today. And you use that computer for your research in the world's largest library. That's the Internet. Everything you want is on the Internet. Then you write the book, and you lay it out with your computer, and then you send it off to a printer, and you don't even have to burn a disk. You just take your book file and attach it to email and send it to your printer at the speed of light.
You can do that, or you can send them a CD. But also, and then if you want to do a nice cover, you can hire somebody, a graphic artist, to produce a cover for you, and you can do it. And basically, it's all the steps that a publishing company could do. Now, everybody doesn't have the technical expertise, or maybe even the time to do self-publishing, or to do as we did. We actually founded a publishing company, a small publishing company, but everybody doesn't have the ability to do that. But there are actually people out there who will take that off of your hands. You can outsource the whole thing to other people, can't you?
You can outsource the entire project, or you can outsource the parts. Now, most of us are good at some things. We like to do some things. We don't care to do other things. And so you outsource the things that are, objectionable, too difficult, or the things that you don't want to do. So
right.
You may not want to do the typesetting. You may not have the talent to do the cover.
Dan, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back with some more of self-publishing advice by Dan Poynter. He's the author of The Self-Publishing Manual, 20 After. Stay with us.
How long has it been?
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Dan Poynter is our guest. His last name is Poynter. And Dan Poynter, the author of The Self-Publishing Manual and another book called Writing Nonfiction, Turning Thoughts Into Books. Dan, give us your website, please.
That's at parapub.com.
All right.
PARAPUB.com. Think
and they,
parachutes and publishing, parapub.com.
And they can find your book. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And get the free information kit. Actually, there are three of them, one on writing your book, one on promoting your book, and one on publishing your book. So people get 15 to 20 pages of very detailed inside secrets on how to get their book out.
Well, I appreciate that. And then they can also buy the self-publishing manual there, which is the one that I've got. And
right.
Tell you what, folks, that book was invaluable to us. Dan, that book was invaluable to us when we started our publishing company.
Well, that sort of makes me the godfather.
It is. No, there's no question about it. I mean, we couldn't have done it without that. And, you know, Dan, when we first started publishing, our publishing company started publishing the banana book first, people would say to me, well, have you found a publisher? And my comment was, I'm not looking for one.
Well, I looked in the mirror and found one.
Well, and the other thing is we had people, I've actually had publishers. Some pretty well-known publishers, some names that everybody would know have approached me about writing a book. And I've just basically said, you know what, I've got my own publishing company. And so the thing is that is that it, even if you don't have the organization like I do to publish a book, you can. There are people out there who do have the organization that will allow that will do it for you. And you know, you mentioned a minute ago, Dan, about publishing 500 and test the waters. You don't have to do 500. You can do 10.
Well, that's
now, they're
right.
More expensive, but you can still test the waters.
And, you know, when you think about it, you're the small business advocate starting a business. It's a small business. You're starting a publishing
company.
That's
right. That's right.
And now you've got all these deductions, and you're going to wind up making more money, getting your book to press a lot sooner, and you keep control of the product. I mean, what's the question?
Well, if you want to know, I guess one of the big motivators for me, Dan, was when I was when the math of being published by a large publishing company was explained to me, and then I compared the math of if I had my own publishing company, and the only day that we missed having a publishing company do it for us was the day we had to write a check for the books.
Right, that's right. But then you turn the corner, the money starts coming in, and you realize that you're getting the whole thing and not just a small 10% or less.
Yeah. Well, and also, this was a biggie for me, Dan. I want to keep my own property. I want to keep my copyright. And if you're published by another company, then they get the copyright.
Well, now they're leasing it from you,
yeah.
And they can do whatever they want. I mean, they
right.
can sit on the book and not publish it, or what they usually do is publish it in a really crummy format. I mean, they make the type too small. They use wood pulp paper. I've seen a lot of great, great books published by New York publishers that look so bad that you wouldn't buy them, and if you did, you wouldn't read them, and if you did, you wouldn't believe them.
Let me tell you another thing, Dan, that I think I want to ask your opinion on. More and more books are costing $26 and $7 and $8 and $32 and prices like that. If you have your own publishing company, if you self-publish, you don't have to charge that much for your book, and you can still make plenty of money on it. And I think self-publishing, the folks who are going to do self-publishing, are going to be the great equalizer in these increased costs for books. What do you think?
Oh, well, certainly. I mean, there are only 6 large publishers left in New York, and they're consolidating, downsizing, going out of business. There are 81,000 medium-sized and self-publishing companies out there. I think we're in the majority. And you know, altogether, we put out 78% of all the titles. The big New York publishers are only doing 22% of the titles.
Mm-hmm.
So right
say
there,
that, say that again.
That
are you saying
we're way out in front? We've won the game already.
Are you saying that 78% of all books published are self-published?
That's right.
I didn't know that number.
Yeah,
78%. Right. It's no longer a cottage industry, is it?
Or it's a big cottage.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Dan, after they bought your book, what would be the first thing you would tell somebody to do if they wanted to publish a book? Let's assume that they've already got the book basically written.
Okay, I think that most important thing is to remember that it doesn't matter if you sell out to a publisher or publish yourself. The author has to do the promotion.
Yep.
You can't just say, well, I've got my book into some stores and then go off and do something else. You have to get the customers into the stores to pull the books through the system. You have to send out review copies. You have to send out articles. You have to email your friends. If you're an introvert and you don't want to do radio and TV and you don't want to do autographing parties in bookstores, you don't have to do those things. But if you're an extrovert, you can go out and do those things as well. You've got to let people know. I mean, you went out and sold your book to a lot of corporations. You've got your website, and of course you have the exposure of being on the radio, which is very helpful. You've got to get out there and let people know about your book.
Well, I think that's one of the big myths that people have to get over, and that is that when you're a published author, the publishing companies will market your book. They do that very poorly as a rule, folks, and at your expense. If you go, it's at your expense. That's another big thing. Dan, give us your website again, please.
That's parapub.com, PARAPUB.com.
The Self-Publishing Manual. Don't forget to go there and get the free starter kit that he talks about. Thank you for making that available, Dan, and thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Dan Poynter, ladies and gentlemen, that's POYNTER. Quick break, right back with Richard DeCaeser. Stay with us. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.